August 12th, just 11 days away now from the American Liberty Awards, the Libbies, celebrating real journalism. Go right now to AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. You know that we like to talk a lot about Canada on this show, perhaps more than it deserves, given its status as America's hat. We talk about Canada because of what it represents. It's a warning sign of what's coming here, but also a welcome sign that as awful as America can be under this illegitimate pedophilic regime, it could be a whole lot worse. Canada, as we've told you many times, was once one of the most Christian countries in the entire world, more Christian than this one, arguably. But today it has almost entirely abandoned the old faith in favor of a new one, the religion of being more liberal than America. Seriously, if you talk to the typical young Canadian, that's all they have. We're better than America because we're more liberal. America overturned Roe v. Wade. So Canada is one of only a few countries, along with China and North Korea, with absolutely no abortion laws at all whatsoever. Some American states have euthanasia for the elderly. So Canada helps children kill themselves if they're depressed. America has rampant illegal immigration, so Canada just throws out the illegal part and lets almost the entire planet move there to replace its historic citizens. Blue states have COVID lockdowns, so Canada kept strict COVID policies in place all the way into early 2022, and then abolished civil liberties nationwide in order to crack down on trucker protests against them. Canada even got jealous of America having its George Floyd meltdown, so they've invented their own fake historical trauma. At least in America, whatever's happening today, we actually did have slavery back in the day. Wars with Indian tribes where a lot of them died. Canada didn't even have that. Their First Nations were mostly peaceful, absorbed into Canada, and the government invested massive resources into trying to educate, Christianize, and westernize them. But that kind of story doesn't satisfy Canada's guilty liberals. So instead, they've invented a completely fake history where they claim that First Nations children were kidnapped and taken away to boarding schools and then murdered en masse. Never happened. It's completely made up, totally fake. Yet this is a huge political issue in Canada, and the Liberals under Justin Trudeau are talking about whether they should make it illegal to deny that this even happened. Sound like another event that we're all familiar with. Because as it turns out, banning dissent is the only way that they can make people agree with something that's completely fake and stupid. And so it's no surprise that on the tranny question, Canada finds a way to go above and beyond. Ash Davis is a Canadian rugby player. According to the powers that be, Ash is a woman, and so she gets to play with other women. In just a single game last June, Davis managed to injure three opposing players on the field of play in one game. One of those unfortunate women said afterwards, quote, "I had never been hit like that before, even at the competitive women's level. There was so much more brute force. There are women who are bigger than him, but no girl hits like that," unquote. Well, that's no surprise because, as it turns out, last year Mr. Davis was given the hardest hitter award at a banquet for a men's rugby team. The photo of that banquet, by the way, shows him wearing a blue dress and doing the bare minimum to look like a woman while otherwise being a hulking mass of muscle. Well, apparently he got tired of just being a man in a dress and decided he also wanted to beat up on women. Dig in just even a little bit. And this is a routine feature of many tranny psychos, because deep down, they hate actual women. And so, of course, naturally, they get off on the idea of hurting them. That's why there's been more than one tranny serial killer. Trannies are vastly more likely to commit violent sex crimes. Transvestites are perverts and psychopaths. Watch video of this mutant in action, and you can instantly see how crazy he is. He doesn't even make much of an attempt to look like a woman at all. He's just this mountain of muscle with an Adam's apple and male pattern baldness. According to Rebel News, which reported on the game, Davis's play style is that of an ambush predator. He basically just ambles down the pitch, barely trying at all, except for when a woman near him gets the ball, she becomes vulnerable, and then he tries to deliver the most painful, smashing hit possible. He's not playing to win. No, he's playing to hurt women. But because this is happening in Canada, other mutants will step up to defend him. Watch.
Ash, why are you doing this? I'm David Menzies, Rebel News.
Hi. No, you're not really a part of this. We're having a team chat now.
Okay, so I'm just trying to ask some questions, ma'am.
But this is not the appropriate time.
Why are you allowing a biological male to compete against female players?
I'm not going to have a conversation with you.
Well, I'll talk to Ash then. Ash, do you take joy in injuring female rugby players?
Look at this guy.
Are you lacking the skills to play with male players where you should be? You're a biological male, aren't you?
With tree trunks for legs.
Right here?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ash, are you a misogynist?
Thank you.
Please leave my feelings back.
Hey, watch it. You'll be charged with assault.
Get a child. Would you mind leaving?
Mr. Ash, the governing body for rugby, World Rugby, says men should not compete.
Trans lives matter!
Wow, really?
All lives matter! All lives matter! All lives matter! Human rights matter!
You don't have a problem.
You can leave now.
Thank you, sir.
Now, thank you.
This is a human rights issue.
Okay, then.
We live in Canada. All rights, human rights for everybody.
Trans matter.
What about the
trans rights matter?
That you are traumatizing my family.
I'm traumatizing them. Why? What happened?
Because my kids get to see people like you crying because of things.
I'm surprised. As a mother, why would you expose your kids to a misogynist?
That is my partner. That is my wife that you are being.
So he's a lesbian?
So I'm going to just ask you guys.
My wife,
please.
Do you think it's okay for him to injure biological woman?
So I'm not going to answer any of your questions.
Then have a nice day.
Wow. Now, in America, thank God, it's more and more acceptable to openly say this. And many of our states are taking action to protect women athletes. But in Canada, no such luck. In Canada, there can actually be serious legal ramifications for speaking out against tranny pervert psychos. You could be fired, you could be fined, you could be censored, and a whole lot worse. You could even go to jail. David the Menzoid Menzies is the reporter and mission specialist with Rebel News that you just saw in that clip. He's the host of the Rebel Roundup. He was the man in the clip that you just saw, which got him visited by the Canadian police. And he joins us now. David, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu. And thank you to the likes of you and Tucker Carlson, American journalists that actually, I don't know, care about Canada, because the mainstream media, it's almost exclusively funded by the Trudeau Liberals, and they are, well, they play along party lines. This issue, for example, Stu, is either two-third rail for them to cover, or they actually agree that having a biological male play against females and injuring them is an example of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
You know, this woman, this spouse, this lesbian, or whatever it is, I mean, I guess I don't even know. ostensibly, the guy has a penis. Trying to figure out all of this is just nonsense. I'm not going to play along with the delusion. But this woman who says that she has kids with this man who's not even trying to pretend to be a woman, really. I mean, look at this guy. He's got tree trunks for legs. He's got male pattern baldness. He's not even wearing a wig, not even doing the bare minimum to look like one of these cartoonish freaks that you see all over the place. But to mention that you were traumatizing her children by being there, questioning the very thing that is likely going to be the most traumatic experience of these children's lives, having a dad that is a mom, I don't understand that kind of logic. Can you make some sense of that for us, or probably not?
No, I can't. It just shows you when it comes to her. And Sue, I got to be honest, when we went to this rugby pitch in Fergus, Ontario, a week ago Saturday, I was expecting maybe ones and twos of players to be on his side. I wasn't expecting the entire team to be on his side. I wasn't expecting, you know, the indoctrination to be that intense and, you know, just having them chant all lives matter. By the way, they quickly changed that chant because they realized that might be racist. You're not allowed to modify Black Lives Matter. So they went to Human Rights Matter. And of course, trans women are real women. And of course, that is one of the biggest lies of all. But it was shocking to me to see them en masse go to bat for this guy. And Stu, you might say, well, who cares what David Menzies thinks? This is a rugby game. You're not playing. You don't have any family members in those games. That's true. But World Rugby, to its credit, that's the international governing body for rugby, Stu, based in the UK. They were one of the first sports organizations, I think they might have been the first, to issue a policy on transgenderism. And I will quote it verbatim. Quote, transgender women may not currently play women's rugby. Why? Because of the size, force, and power-producing advantages conferred by testosterone during puberty and adolescence and the resultant player welfare risks this creates.
Oh, end so quote. You mean you're saying that biological men actually physically do possess more strength and testosterone than biologically born women who don't have that kind of testosterone overflow, but instead are blessed with estrogen, which can be a curse in many ways too, I suppose. But the fact is, this becomes a safety issue, right? I mean, there are women that are getting hurt by this freakish man.
100%, Stu. And I would ask the question, why have separate divisions by sex in the first place? We know, Stu, that with the exception of equestrian, auto racing and sport shooting, men and women compete in separate divisions. That is because of the inherent biological advantages of males. That's not knocking women. Men and women are equal, but we're different. And that's why we have a female division, so that there is a level playing field. But this, I call it transanity, is so bad that we are going to unlevel the field. We are going to allow a biological male, as you mentioned, Adam's apple, male pattern baldness. You can't ignore those leg and arm muscles.
Yeah.
And it is hurting biological women. So I think this story comes down to this. What is more egregious? That this biological male, Ash Davis, will place himself on a woman's rugby team and injure biological women in the process, or those biological female teammates and even opponents who rally around him, or the Canadian sports authorities, I'm speaking of rugby in Ontario and rugby Canada, who have no issue with this unsafe situation, or finally, the feminist movement that seemed to be, you know, sitting on the bench on this one. Where are the Billie Jean Kings? Remember her in the early 70s going to bat for female tennis players, getting prize winnings closer to what the males were winning? They seem to be either absent or they join that ludicrous chant, Stu, of trans women are real women.
What is it all about? I've got about 2 minutes left here. What is at the root of all of this? What do you think the benchmark for the level of success for these freak shows actually is?
I'll defer to the great one. No, I'm not speaking of Wayne Gretzky. He's our great one. I'm speaking of your great one, Mark Levin. He has said that this is all about Marxism. And the goal of Marxism, Stu, as you know, tear down society. Say that a man is a woman and vice versa. Have a Supreme Court female justice not able to define what a woman is. Tear down that society and rebuild it as a Marxist utopia. And boy, we've sure seen the results of that. Just visit North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and so forth. I think that's where we are. I think that is the unspoken agenda here, Stu, that when you have someone who is obviously a male, and then you have biological females that are so indoctrinated via the education system, which has been infiltrated, as far as I can tell, by radical Marxists, going to bat for him and turning their backs on their sisters who are being taken off the field on stretchers. This is Marxism 101, my friend. This is all about tearing down society, because once upon a time, Stu, people like Ash Davis, I think they would be committed to an insane asylum. And now they are seen as an example of diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is not. It's the opposite. If you support a biological male playing contact sports with real females, that, my friend, is garden variety misogyny.
Yeah. If I were the president of the United States right now, along with militarizing our border and getting the hell out of Ukraine and declaring the bioweapons, these fake shots, one of the things that I would do along with acknowledging the war on whites is I would absolutely reopen insane asylums and put these people away. I couldn't have said it any better. The goal here is obviously to move the window closer and closer to normalizing pedophilia and then making it eventually just legal to have sex with kids. Canada, they make it legal to euthanize them without the parental consent, if they're just depressed. So wouldn't be surprised if your country starts there. But you're absolutely right. And, at the core of all of this, if you just think about, here is a man saying, I am a woman, okay, a blatant lie right in front of the entire world. And then to have all of those teammates band around and tell you that this man is a woman, the level of mental illness increase, I don't know what to attribute it to, but it's glaring. Great journalism, David Menzies. We appreciate you being here so much, and we hope to hear back from you soon.
It was my pleasure, Stu, and we will have an update on this story for you, my friend.
Very good. Can't wait. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stu and use discount code STU. So for years, this guy called James Gordon Meek worked as one of America's most elite investigative reporters. Then last year, he just abruptly went quiet. Outlets like Rolling Stone encouraged people to believe that Meek's disappearance was mysterious and probably related to sinister deep state machinations. Even Tucker Carlson was fooled over at Fox. But it turned out to be something very different from deep state targeting. Very different. Instead, James Gordon Meek was a pedophile. His home was raided by the FBI and they found huge troves of child pornography. According to the charges against Meek, his child porn went well beyond indecent photos. They included portrayals of child rape. And according to the FBI, Meek himself aspired to violently rape young children. He's a disgusting heathen and a terrible individual who deserves to be locked up or worse. Well, incidentally, during Meek's career, one of the things that he did was help to debunk the Pizzagate conspiracy theory. Turns out that in his case, it was completely true. So we have to ask, for how many others is it true? Frank Kavanaugh is organizing the American Liberty Awards, or the Libbies, which are being held next week in Austin, Texas. You should consider buying a ticket and attending if you live in the area. Well, if you can't make it, still absolutely visit AmericanLibertyAwards.com and vote for your picks in all of the different categories. Now, selfishly, of course, we'd like to remind you that the Stu Peters Network has been nominated for the most trusted news source, and Died Suddenly has been nominated for the most truth-revealing movie of the year. Consider going over to AmericanLibertyAwards.com and voting for us a couple thousand times this evening. And Frank Kavanaugh joins us now. Thank you so much for being here and for putting on these American Liberty Awards.
Stu, thanks for having me. You know, it Died Suddenly has been a front runner since the beginning. And thank you for making that movie, my friend.
Well, you know, I will just call it arrogance, but I will humbly say it should be. It absolutely should. I mean, this is a life-saving movie that I think has been estimated at over 100 million views worldwide, saving who knows how many lives. But where are we as a country when we're celebrating people like James Gordon Meek, who turns out to be a pedophile, just because they're shoved in front of us and we're programmed or brainwashed or indoctrinated or gaslit into believing, hey, these are the most elite journalists in the country, and you should listen to what they say and do what they tell you to?
You know, if you look at who's screaming the loudest against us, those are the ones who are doing the most sin. That's what we've learned. And you see that, what was that guy instrumental in doing? Forming a false narrative around Alex Jones, because Alex Jones was telling the truth. So that guy was, he was forming the narrative. He was also a producer. This guy was a producer, like not just a producer at like the news station, but he was producing kiddie porn. That's where it all comes from. The people that are fighting this are the people that are making it. We have to face as a nation that we're facing a cabal that's been doing this for decades, that they're very good criminals. And so what do you do when you're a criminal is you own the government, you own the law enforcement, and you can do whatever you want.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, of course, American Liberty Awards is here, what you're here to talk about. But you said something really interesting. What, in your opinion, is this big push to normalize indecency with children?
What we're facing is Marxism purely, and it's a different form of Marxism. Before, it was class Marxism. Now it's identity Marxism, and they've made all these different identity groups so that they can break away. That's one part of it. The other part of it is we are facing a spiritual war right now. World War III is spiritual and informational, and this is full on Satan. If you look at what Satan is, it's transgender, and they've sold Satan to us as a cartoon figure wrapped in a rainbow flag with a unicorn horn and sparkles, and people haven't paid attention. They go, that's not serious, that's a joke. It is deadly serious, deadly serious. So that's part of what the American Liberty Awards are all about, is fighting that ingrained decades deep Luciferian beast that it has control of all of us. We have to start not relinquishing the battlefield anymore, basically. In this culture war, in this spiritual war, we win every single fight. We wear the armor of God. We have the laser-sharp spear of truth. We win every fight. Why are we losing the war? It's because we keep relinquishing the battleground. In the American Liberty Awards, it was born out of that slap between Chris Rock and the other dude. Two weakest men in America have made the weakest slap, and it slapped the bottom of the baby on this award show. And I said to myself, why don't they do that? They do this. They do this. And then I was like, hey, wait, they could be me and my friend Matt Baker and Michael Graves. I gathered a core group of people around us who are all soldiers in this army of light fighting for right. And we decided we need a day that we celebrate humanity. We celebrate people like you, people like Tom Renz, doctors like Sherry Tenpenny, who are fighting this fight, and realize that we would already be enslaved. The enslavement would have started with COVID-19 if it was not for these fighters. And the beast thrives on chaos and fear, and we fight it all the time. It might actually feed the beast if we fight it so hard. So I wanted to design a day and an event, an entity that would celebrate you guys, where you don't have to fight. You can recharge your batteries. You can be amongst kindred birds who also share and kind of let your guard down. And then the people can come and pay appreciation to you guys and let you know that thank you, thank you, thank you. Stu, doing this whole thing, I've been so gifted by meeting people like you. I feel like Wayne's World. Like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Well,
and it's because we're fighting. We are making history. Whether people think that's egotistical, whether they want to believe it or not, people will be looking back at this five-year period in 30 years, and they will be writing books about it. And so I want to celebrate. I know I can't fight as hard as you can fight, but I can definitely compliment people and throw a good party. And I know the industry, and I know the biggest stick in the eye to the liberals is to have an award show about liberty called the Libbies. And basically, we're copying the best and making it our own. And we don't want to take over that old system, that old house that's eaten by termites. We want to take and make a new system that we control, that we are getting the energy out of it into, and we're celebrating us.
The house that's eaten by termites. Do you think that the infrastructure of the plan of the communist, you know, Marxist, authoritarian, transvestite, devil-worshipping, Satanist pedophiles, do you think that their foundation of their house is actually crumbling right now? Is that how you see it?
They have no foundation. It's built on sand. It's absolutely crumbling. And what we have to do is
make sure. So what makes them so powerful? Or do you think that that power is an illusion?
It's an illusion. It's 100% an illusion.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. It's 100% a lie. Satan is a trickster and a liar. And that is how he cannot create. All Satan can do is destroy. So as creators, he has perverted our gift of creativity when we are fearful. We are creating a scenario in our head where we are fearing something. I want to bring to light and start focusing on, we need to have the solutions, not fight the problems. Let's have the solution and not ignore it, but be indifferent to it. Because love and hate are two sides of the same thing. If the wolves are at our door, we're fighting them. We go out and take care of the wolves. Then we come back in our house and we raise our family. We love our spouse. We do what we want to do. We're not worried about the wolves because we took care of the wolves. They will come back. But in order for us to be strong to fight the wolves, we have to make ourselves strong as humans, as traditional, well-rounded people. And the world is sick. And it's making everybody mentally ill. And this is basically a mental solve and a spiritual solve so that we understand that we are making a huge difference. The people that are fighting for truth are winning. And the only way we're going to lose is if we let the battleground go back to them. This is called the American Liberty War over art and culture. That's the full name of it, because that is what we are fighting for. Is the two gifts that God has given mankind are art and culture, and we are owning them back. We are taking them back. We're unapologetic. You can't cancel us because we've been canceled. You can't take our money away because you already did. And they thought that we were just going to go away and die someplace and get a job as a janitor or something, which a lot of us did. We will do what we have to do, but we're going to continue to be us humans and grow and do what God wants us to do. Their fight is for greed and money, for a selfish system. Our fight is for God and a selfless system, which is what this country was based on, a selfless system. So they will end. They will lose. All we have to do is take ownership, and that's what we're doing right here.
You mentioned wolves. You know what? Wolves don't want to overwork. They don't want to work hard. Wolves are sleek pack hunters. They sneak around, but what are they looking for when it's time to eat? They're looking for injured prey. They're looking for wounded animals. They're looking for easy meals. They're looking for almost free meat. That's what they're looking for. So you can't allow yourself to be a soft target for the wolves. And if you have armor, and if you outweigh them, and if you outnumber them, they will never, ever come toward your family. And I got to look around and just believe, Frank, you know, when you're talking about homosexual, depraved, transvestite, lying, kitty raping, you know, pride parades, and, you know, mayors in, you know, Lake Havasu, Arizona, hosting all ages drag shows, and then suing me. They're suing me right now. This she-he character is suing me for defamation for accurately reporting that he was the guy that owned the property in Lake Havasu. that he was telling all of his constituents, I can't do anything about it. It's being held on private property. Then it became exposed. It was his private property. He is part owner of this property in Lake Havasu. And I have pictures from that event, and what happened there is just absolutely unbelievable. But these people don't make up the majority of our country. The majority of our country does not celebrate this sin and this degeneracy and this child molestation and this lewd and lascivious behavior. The majority of our country aren't people who are rushing out willingly wearing masks all over the place right now, or rushing in for their next booster, or supporting Ukraine vehemently and just joyfully, or paying their taxes saying that they know that their money is going toward a good and noble cause. But when they look at our fake government, murderous corporate crime syndicate, we are the majority. And I think that's what you're trying to say. Like, we don't believe that lie. Don't believe, Anderson Cooper and all of these other shills on your television and the people that host their satanic award shows.
Exactly. Mark Dice, a guy in his kitchen on YouTube, gets more views than Anderson Cooper. You know, so it's like you have more power than Anderson Cooper. Alex Jones has more power than Anderson Cooper. The narrative, they try to put it out. We are now the ones that are automatically shutting it down. You look at what happened with Dylan Mulvaney. There wasn't one building burnt down. There wasn't one protest. There wasn't one threat. Nobody got killed. Nobody got injured. All it was, there was no campaign launched. It was just the silent majority saying enough is enough. And Stu, that's where we're at. The American Liberty Award says enough is enough. And what you just said about having the armor and going into the fight, that's absolutely true. What the American Liberty Awards is recharging your soul. It's recharging your mental health. It's recharging your confidence in yourself to know when they present that fake front where they have these people suing you, that should be I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm doing the right thing because they're coming after me. And that is what it will destroy their whole thing is they attack. We don't attack. We defend. We go around their flanks. When Ulysses S. Grant took over the, when he had his headquarters in the field with General Meade in the Army of the Potomac against the Robert E. Lee in the Civil War, his generals came to him the first day and they said, Lee's going to come from, he's going to outflank us. He's going to go around us and march on Washington. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're all panicking. And Grant's like, stop. Everybody be quiet. I don't care what they're doing anymore. I care what we're doing.
That's right.
What are we doing to fix this? What Amen. Is the solution? And so the American Liberty Awards is I'm fed up and I'm not taking it anymore. And so me and my friends made an award show. It's also an example to everyone listening to me right now. Don't think that Donald Trump is going to save you. The only one who's going to save you is yourself and your faith in God. And God has already given you the tools. If you are in a county anywhere and you don't know who your central committee person is, then you are failing and you're not a patriot in my eyes. We have to take over locally. The central committees, county by county, we take over the state, then we take the country back. That's how this country was founded. It ran great for hundreds of years when everyone was involved from the dog catcher up. And they tricked us into thinking, oh, it's boring. We can delegate our gubernatorial duties away to people. And the weakest took over. If you don't have interest in politics, it has interest in you. And you end up being ruled by the weak men. And that's what's happened.
That's right.
And through being in music industry 20 years ago, I firmly believe that humanity was going into slavery. I moved to a small farm in Ohio and I was just going to sit it out. And I am so happy now because humanity will not be enslaved. We will take this back. There will be a globalism. It is inevitable, but it will be a globalism of liberty and freedom and spirituality and God.
Couldn't agree more.
They have no idea the can that they've opened up.
I've just got a couple of minutes left here. So I want to say one thing and then ask you a question here. You mentioned Ulysses S. Grant and ignoring what the other side was doing. What do you think everybody said to David when he was faced by Goliath? There's no way. There's what? And what did David say? Hand me a stone.
Hand me a stone. This is my stone, bro.
I'm telling you. Okay, real quick question. who can people expect to see at the Libbies? When are the Libbies? Oh, and then I have a special announcement about what we're doing to help out here as well. So go ahead.
Okay, so come to the Libbies on August 12th at the Vulcan Gas Company on 6th Street in Austin. We're going to have multiple guests there. We're going to have people from the Gateway Pundit. We're going to have people from the Post-Millennial. We're going to have people from Stu Peters is going to be there. Christy Lee is going to be there. Deanna Lorraine is going to be there. Owen Schroyer. Alex Stranger, Alex Rosen in the Culture Jammers. Basically, in every category, there will be somebody there. I wish I had the list in front of me. There's so many people that are going to be there. But right now, we're looking at a ratio, Stu, of 2-1. 2-1 audience members to nominees. So it's going to be a really good time. It's going to be a chance for people to actually look at the people that we consider all you guys heroes.
Yeah, so come get to know me. Come ask me any questions you want to. I love being out amongst people. That's how I thrive. I'm an extrovert. I like meeting new people. I like shaking hands. I'm not one of these pompous pricks that's on the Fox News channel that, oh, get away from me. I think it'll be a very intimate and fun environment. And the way that we're helping out here, special announcement, if you go to AmericanLibertyAwards.com/Stu, you can get free tickets to the American Liberty Awards, the Libbies. We'll just do that. Again, AmericanLibertyAwards.com/Stu. Just put your name and your email address in, and you can win free tickets to the Libbies for this year, August 12th. Thank you so much for putting it on. Everything that you said, I just couldn't agree with you more. We're not going to be in foxholes. That's not what we say. Hey, I'll be in a foxhole with you any day. No, because that insinuates that we're hiding somewhere underground. No, I will be alongside of you, sword drawn, as commanded by God, rushing right at the enemy, sending them directly back to hell where they came from.
We march together.
We're brother. Storming the gates of hell, and you're helping in a major way. So appreciate your humility, but also give yourself a whole lot of credit for picking up the sword and fighting. Frank Kavanaugh, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. You too.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura or pitcher plant. And it used to work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. As America becomes an open borders dumping ground for the criminal trash of the world, we're going to see more and more cases of flagrant organized criminal activity in this country. We may be the only program that's willing to say that out loud. So some towns will become the domain of the cartels. Inner cities will be run by urban gangs. And all over America, Chinese spies and gangsters will operate with greater and greater impunity. It's not an overstatement. That's not being hyperbolic. That's absolutely factual. And we saw that, specifically relating to China, just this week when the FBI and the CDC raided a massive underground secret Chinese biolab just outside of Fresno, California. Yes, Fresno, California, a Chinese biolab. This supposedly secret lab was filled with deadly infection agents, things like E. coli, HIV, hepatitis, malaria, and COVID. This lab was the property of some obscure fly-by-night Chinese corporation called Prestige Labs with fake addresses in both the United States and China. The lab also had hundreds of mice in it, some already dead being used for assorted biological experiments. So what exactly was this lab for? How was it able to grow so large and flourish for so long? Who was the lab serving? Who was paying for it? Who was operating it? Who was overseeing this lab? And speaking of mice, they say if you see one mouse in the open, there are 10 inside the walls. Is that the case for Chinese biolabs too? How many of these labs could be scattered all over the country? Remember, while the Biden regime wants you to think that the majority of people at our border are all Latin Americans, that's a lie. That's fake. That is not true. We have thousands of people coming from all over the world, including countless Chinese men. They're obviously coming to America for criminal purposes. Don't let anybody fool you into believing that you're a racist if you say the obvious. Our government doesn't care. As a matter of fact, they're helping them. They are facilitating a crimes against humanity level biowarfare attack on American families, on you. Michael Yan has been chronicling this invasion as a reporter in Central America, all over the world, really. He has a terrifying theory about what this biolab's real purpose might be, and he joins us now to share that theory. Michael Yan, thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu. I'm actually today at SpaceX. I just punched out to a hotel room to get signal to talk with you. But tomorrow, in an hour, I'll be back at the launch pad. We have started Operation Burning Edge, which is we're going across the entire southern border watching the invasion, including huge amounts of Chinese, which I've been talking about for a long time now, down in Darien Gap and whatnot, and also the biological warfare. Now, the specifics of this lab that was found in California, I don't know any specifics about it other than what's reported in the news. But in totality, it's clear that we're under biological attack. Now, one thing that I'll tell you that hasn't been reported before is that Texas is, to my knowledge, it has not been reported. Texas is at risk of losing their tuberculosis-free status for their cattle, specifically because of these invasions of, this is not a migration. This is an invasion of our border, right? And many of these people coming in, the invaders, have tuberculosis, multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. Now, keep in mind, I've been talking about this for years now. So how many times? 1,000 times, right? Now, as tuberculosis, when you look at actual pandemic across the world and across human history, that's up there with the big ones. That's like up there with smallpox, black death, yellow fever. I mean, this is big boy stuff. Spanish flu is tiny compared to tuberculosis. COVID is absolutely zero nothing, right, compared to tuberculosis, right? And now we have multi-drug resistant tuberculosis coming across our border every single day. Children are coming down with it now. It will kill them, right, especially this multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, which now most of the people alive today, especially Americans and Europeans, aren't very familiar with tuberculosis because our ancestors kind of put it in a bottle. We were able to discover what, there's a great book on it, by the way. The last book I read on tuberculosis is called The Remedy. I suggest people read it. But we had sort of beaten back tuberculosis with antibiotics, knowing how it spread, knowing what causes it, that sort of thing. But now, as you know, Mother Nature always finds a way around. And Mother Nature is beating the antibiotics, and our own government, the United States government and the World Economic Forum, you might call that a government as well at this point, CCP, they're flooding the United States and Europe with aliens, right? Millions, about 10,000 per day. That's why I'm at SpaceX today, because there's literally aliens coming across the border, because SpaceX here in Texas at Boca Chica, look on Google Earth, the mouth of the Rio Grande, I was there last night at 1 a.m, is the mouth of the Rio Grande is right by the launch pad where the Starship is up on the launch pad right now. I'm going to go back to it as soon as we're finished, Stu. And so we have aliens coming across the Rio Grande, literally onto SpaceX territory while Elon Musk is, you know, preparing to put aliens on Mars. So actually, which I fully support, but I'm totally a SpaceX fan. But at the same time, we have aliens coming onto SpaceX property. Border Patrol is not allowed to track them after they go into SpaceX property. You can't make up this stuff. Just look on Google Earth at the geometry or the geography and the geometry of SpaceX, of the property and the roads. You can literally, like, you can put your hand on a LOX truck, liquid oxygen truck. And today, when I'm just back there in about 45 minutes, you can literally put your hand on the trucks that are downloading the LOX, the liquid oxygen, to the ground tanks while the condensation and the hissing is going on. The launch pad is right there, just I don't know, 400 meters away, with the largest rocket ever built by humankind. This is bigger than Saturn V, bigger than Energia. It's bigger than anything you've ever seen. It's on the launch pad, preparing to launch right now. And we've got aliens coming across the border onto that property. Nobody can make up this stuff. Meanwhile, the diseases like dengue, which I've been warning about for years now, and if you call me on my phone, my ringtone is Aedes aegypti mosquito, the one that really is aggressive and spreads dengue. As you know, I spent a lot of time in the jungles and places like Panama, and warning about the dengue coming across. Now there's significant dengue outbreaks in Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica. And what's going on? Bill Gates has a mosquito lab down in Colombia and Florida. The Chinese Communist Party have been weaponizing dengue into the Aedes aegypti mosquito, and they've developed a drone that will dispense these mosquitoes, right? So think about that. By the way, Aedes aegypti mosquito, look it up and know what it looks like. Everybody should know what it looks like and its patterns. You know, Anopheles, which spreads a lot of the malaria, there, Anopheles kinds of comes around and gets on you and gives you malaria, right? Aedes aegypti is more like an F-16. It's like very aggressive. Boom, gets you, right? And it's got little white stripes on its legs. It's very aggressive. Aedes aegypti normally attacks in the early, in the morning after sunrise and before sunset. So, you know, this is the mosquito that's spreading a lot of dengue. It's the ringtone on my phone, and it has been for years, because if I get killed, it's probably not going to be by a bullet. It's probably going to be by a mosquito. And we have the Chinese and Bill Gates literally manipulating these mosquitoes and releasing them. Bill Gates releasing mosquitoes in Florida. You can't make up this stuff.
And Texas.
And nothing's doing. I'm sorry, sir.
And Texas, by the way. Yep.
That's right. Texas as well. You're right. Now, Texas, back to that tuberculosis. This is a huge deal. If Texas loses its tuberculosis-free status on its cattle, beef is a huge, not just beef, it'll be the dairy as well, is a huge part of the Texas economy, right? I mean, not only that, tuberculosis is a zoonotic disease, right? In other words, it spreads from animal to animal, animal to humans, and humans to animals, and humans to humans, right? It's a zoonosis, right? So, or some people say zoonosis, right? So I talked with Dr. Michael Vickers a couple of days ago. He's going to join us on the border soon at McAllen. Michael Vickers is a top veterinarian for the state of Texas. I'm always seeking out veterinarians. You have to, as sources, you always have to develop good sources among the veterinarian community, because they are a tripwire on knowledge of what's going on, but both with our food supply. Because remember, when these cattle are culled, right, or people can't buy Texas cattle, right, that's going to, well, first of all, that hits our food supply. And by the way, this tuberculosis will spread to sheep, pigs, and other animals, right? So stay away from coughing pigs is old knowledge, right? And it's sort of a joke, but it's actually quite true. And so so this affects our food supply. And also, well, I mean, it's tuberculosis. I mean, it's up there with smallpox and black death. Read a book, or read any book on tuberculosis. I would say read The Remedy And people will see what I'm talking about.
Just so much to unpack. That was a whole lot. First of all, best wishes to Elon Musk getting a rocket to get past the firmament and actually make it into space. But all seriousness aside, or all kidding aside, this weapons lab, this bio lab in Fresno, California. Now, if the FBI and the CDC raided this, that means that they had to have knowledge of it because they were probably likely surveilling it. How long did they know about it? Who's in on this? Are they helping to facilitate this? Nobody trusts the FBI. Nobody trusts the CDC. This is a biowarfare attack, not only being ignored by our, you know, government, but likely it is being orchestrated and implemented and, you know, basically operated at the hands of our government or with the help of our government. Do you agree with that?
I don't know about the details again, but in totality, it's clear that we're under a biological attack. I mean, look at the fake vaccines that are killing people daily, right? In totality, we're clearly under biological attack. But again, specifics on, you know, which factory burned here and which train derailed and that, I can't say because there is background noise as well, of course.
So what
but
about
that
this?
That is awful suspicious with this lab. Very suspicious.
So what about this mission at the border? You mentioned that you're watching the invasion happen at the border. Is anybody willing to actually take what you're gathering and do something about the invasion at the border? Or are we just watching it happen idly sitting by with our, you know, asses on our hands?
I'm told that some of my work in Darien actually has caused some movement to defund the NGOs down in Darien Gap in Panama. For instance, some of the drone footage and this other footage, because I spent so much time down in Darien Gap watching the alien flows through Darien up to the United States. And I've been exposing people like Red Cross and Catholic Charities and things. It's quite dangerous, actually. These are multi-billion dollar organizations. I mean, and they don't play. I mean,
how many of these weapons labs, these bio labs, do you think if they busted one in Fresno, California? For me, when the FBI says and the CDC says, and then they go to the lying, paid for criminal media, you know, funded by all the same people, Vanguard, BlackRock, the Rothschilds, you know, if these people are telling the story about Fresno, California, to me, what that says is we're planning to release all of the things that were seen inside of this bio lab, this secret lab that nobody knew about, that the FBI just amazingly stumbled across. This isn't a warning to people, hey, we're going to go crack down on this stuff. This is a warning to people, be fearful because all of these pandemics are right on the horizon. And how many more of these labs do they know about that they're not advertising in the criminal press?
Oh, it could be a lot. Keep in mind, I was speaking recently with a virologist friend, and he talked about how you can easily do this in just your own garage. I mean, if you can afford the gear, which is not expensive, CRISPR, those sort of technology, that sort of thing, you can rent a warehouse. I mean, this is too easy. It's easier than fixing a car for somebody that knows what they're doing, right? And so, yeah, I mean, and there's, keep in mind, for those who have studied biological warfare, it's like studying medicine or any sort of warfare. It's as deep and wide as you want to go. I mean, you can attack our water supply. Of course, you can attack by virus. You can use vectors like ticks and mosquitoes and lice for epidemic typhus. I've been warning about typhus over and over and over. Typhus is clearly coming. And we've seen some scrub typhus breaking out recently. I've been warning more about marine typhus and epidemic typhus. I suggest everybody study up on typhus. Typhus is also called famine fever. It's called war fever. It's called ship fever, hospital fever, camp fever. Typhus is also up there with tuberculosis. And there's always typhus outbreaks during famines and wars, right? But typhus is a marked minefield. If you know what causes it, you know the vectors, which we do, and you know how to avoid it, you don't have to get killed by typhus. For instance, epidemic typhus is spread by lice, right? And murine typhus is spread by fleas, murine because it's spread, you know, mice and rats, right? And scrub typhus is a different type of typhus that, you know, from mites, right? So, but the bottom line is epidemic typhus is endemic to these homeless camps, for instance, in Texas, in California. It's there. We're just keeping it under control at this point. Hmm. But we've had the people now recommending not to send children home who have lice when they come to school because it'll be seen as racist or whatever. I think it's the American Pediatrics Association. You can see it on their website. I think that's the right name. It's been a while since I've looked at it.
Racist.
They're recommending not to send children home with lice. Now, the lice is, again, lice is, you know, the name cooties. Cooties is the old term for lice. So, the English were teaching children, stay away from cooties because cooties spreads typhus. And the Dutch so revile typhus that that's one of their curse words. They'll say typhus, you know, that's like the F word for them, right? Yeah, I mean, that's how bad typhus is. Typhus is making a comeback. But again, it's a marked minefield. If you know what causes it, which we do, and you know what spreads it, which we do, and you know how to treat it, which we do, and you prepare for it in advance, you have no excuse for dying of typhus. That's just stupidity walking into a marked minefield. However, we do have people getting on airplanes and on buses and on trains and in Uber cars that have lice that are coming right across the border. Ask these Border Patrol people because they check them for lice. Many of them, a lot of them don't get checked because there's, you know, tens of thousands of gotaways per month, right? And obviously on these buses that are going all over the United States, there's lice on these buses, right? It is spreading. It's just a matter of time until we have these epidemic typhus outbreaks in the camps, and then they get out of control. And then you end up having to close down hospitals. And again, it's called hospital fever, right? Or clinic fever, ship fever. It's called camp fever, war fever, famine fever. Cooties spreads it, lice, right? And it's coming. It's clearly intentional. It's clearly our government's not, they're not even warning anybody about it, right? And again, so we've got dengue, malaria, all intentional, clear. I understand that, you know, I'm from Florida, right? I've been weaponized against mosquitoes since I was a child, right? When you grow up in Florida, you're taught how to pour out the water and check for the, you know, for the larva and that sort of stuff. Like when I opened my office in Thailand, there were mosquitoes around the neighborhood. I went and dumped out all the stagnant water. Neighbors are like, what are you doing? I'm buying these mosquito eating minnows and spreading them around the water. And the mosquito population went down because I'm basically on jihad against mosquitoes since I've been a boy, right? Because I'm from Florida and we're taught to fight mosquitoes. There's no reason that you should die of dengue or malaria or any of these things if you take precautions, but they are being weaponized. Now we see malaria and dengue outbreaks down in Darien Gap and some other strange outbreaks. For instance, Jordan Peterson has wanted me to take him down there several times, and we've almost done it a few times, but each time I'm getting ready to take him, there's some new outbreak, which I can't get my, you know, I talked with the epidemiologist down there in Panama and whatnot, and there's some strange stuff going on down there right now, and I don't know what it is. And like, for instance, on one of the teams I took down there recently, 5 out of 6 got sick. And then a missionary team, I know the leader of the missionary team, she told me 8 out of 11 of her missionaries got sick, right? And they don't even know what it is, and she's a nurse, right? And so it's interesting. What is going on in Darien Gap? That's interesting because we have about 2,000 people per day crossing through Darien Gap from at least 140 countries, and within about a week or so, they're in the United States, right? Yeah. And that includes about 200 Chinese per day. That's not the totality of all the people coming into the United States. It's at least 10,000 per day. Nobody actually knows how many are coming in.
Well, what we do know with absolute certainty is that our military is not performing its only actual absolute duty, which is to protect our borders and our country from physical invasion and to protect her citizens from being harmed as a result of a physical invasion. And they're just completely ignoring it. It's intentional. It's by design. The Bill Gates mosquito release in Florida and Texas. And then coincidentally, guess what? For the first time in God only knows how long, malaria, you know, found in several people between Florida and Texas. It's not a mistake. The biolabs being found in Fresno, California, that have all of these different ailments inside of them, these toxic, poisonous, you know, viruses that are inside of these weapons labs, these biolabs, all of a sudden, these are popping up. That is not a mistake. None of this stuff is a mistake. It's all being orchestrated intentionally by a murderous corporate crime syndicate posing as a two-party representative government. And all of the people inside of that government are actors, and they need to be abolished completely. I'm out of time. We really appreciate you being here, taking the time away from SpaceX to come and join us, and we hope that you'll come back soon with a whole lot more. Very educated stuff. We appreciate your insight. Michael Young.
Remember yellow fever. It's just a matter of time. Thanks, Stu.
Christopher Keyes started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only going to sue the board and the district, but I'm going to sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have, it's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it, zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stu. So everybody remembers back during the 2020 election, along with the Hunter Biden laptop, the other big scoop of Biden family information was Ashley Biden's diary, ostensibly accidentally left behind at a rehab facility that she did a stint at. Well, Ashley Biden's diary, you'll likely recall, talks about her suffering sexual trauma and alludes to her taking inappropriate showers with her father as a young girl. That's Joe Biden, the fake president. But just like Hunter's laptop, the whole thing was suppressed aggressively by the press to ensure that Joe Biden took over the White House. Snopes claimed that it was not verified that the diary was Ashley's. The rest of the press just ran with that narrative. So the same people who milked the Russia hoax for 4 years now suddenly say that an obviously real diary can't be proven to be Ashley Biden's. Except now it's 100% proven. And the world might have known that if Conservatism Inc. itself hadn't worked with the liberal propaganda apparatus to hide the truth. Patrick Howley published the Ashley Biden diary for National File. He joins us now for a retrospective on how the rest of the conservative world sabotaged his scoop. So who was it, Patrick, that was lying and covered all this up?
Well, James O'Keefe lied, and I know that that's going to cause me to get a lot of angry emails. And by the way, I've known James for over 10 years, and I do think he's done some great work, and he's been a friend of mine. However, he did lie. He went on Hannity and lied and said that Project Veritas couldn't authenticate this diary. You have to understand, from the beginning, first of all, I was the one who broke this. Project Veritas did not. Project Veritas was in charge on behalf of the Zionist conservative movement of covering up this story. Benjamin Netanyahu did not want Trump to get reelected. So you have to understand, yes, somebody like O'Keefe has done some good things, gets a massive amount of astroturfed popularity through Project Veritas, which is a Zionist organization, so that he can go on Hannity and, you know, say what they tell him to say at certain points in time. My life has been destroyed. I'm not complaining, but certainly I was the target of the Zionist, aka conservative movement, ever since I broke this story. There's an idea out there in the media that somehow the story was ignored when I first broke it, and that's simply not true. I got got this story into millions of readers in the last days of that election. Alex Jones and I together did an emergency broadcast to America in order to tell people about the abuse that was described in Ashley Biden's diary. I have always said this diary is real. This diary is the voice of Ashley Biden, a survivor of severe trauma. Okay. It was not stolen, and Ashley Biden herself confirmed it. Now, again, reluctantly, Project Veritas even has to admit that this tape existed of Ashley Biden confirming it, which proves that James O'Keefe lied on Hannity and Matthew Rat Tiermond, who is the real power of Project Veritas, who is the person who forced James O'Keefe out, he's an evil guy. He's a bad guy, doesn't like me, was photographed with Mike Pence shortly after the election steal. We know all about Matt Tiermond, a very big Zionist and operator, right? And so conservative media was weaponized against me. When the FBI raid happened on Veritas, I was suspended from Twitter around the same time. People had no idea what was happening to me. But Brian Cates, the guy who for years, the former Never Trumper, linked up with the Reagan Battalion, who grifted for years on John Durham's going to save the day. John Durham's going to save the day. And then, of course, John Durham didn't save the day, right? He was actually responsible for pushing the idea and stoking in people's heads all of these theories about me being some kind of bad actor or black hat or for the bad guys, simply because I did the journalism. As always, I was the one who broke this story. And, you know, I deserve a Pulitzer Prize. Hopefully Maggie Haberman will do the right thing and give hers back. But conservative media is the mob. It's the Zionist mob. They have come after me in brutal, vicious ways. And I know it's tough for a lot of people to realize that these people who get a lot of idol worship in the conservative movement are actually operatives of the Zionist foreign lobby.
Yeah. And that's why they get this manufactured influence, right? I mean, these are the people that get the most promoted on Twitter. Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, we've got this Vigilant Fox that I think is supposedly replacing me on Twitter. As I go down, they go up. We had somebody from Veritas on here not too long ago, Patrick. And I said, so mm-hmm. when are you going to talk about the diary? Why did you cover it up? Who was responsible for covering it up? And then bang, suddenly, all of a sudden, they're forced to address it, maybe some outside pressure as a result of this network. But also, you're now being nominated for an American Liberty Award. I would encourage everybody. I voted for you, by the way. And I would encourage yes. everybody to get over there and vote for Patrick Holley, because this is what real journalism looks like. So what was James O'Keefe's benefit, or what was the motivation for him to lie? And I agree. I think that you're going to get a lot of blowback on this, because people do, you know, practice the spirit of yep. idolatry when it comes to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the big fraud. I was right about at AFPAC. Donald Trump, despite the glaring mistakes that he's made with personnel and pushing the bioweapon on everybody. And now this, what was his motivation? Why did he lie?
Well, Stu, I'm the real fighter for President Donald Trump. You know, I started for Tucker a long time ago. I was on Bannon's team at Breitbart in 2016. In 2020, I broke such stories as the Cal Cunningham affair, which helped the Republicans save a Senate seat. Around the same time, I was busting election fraud. I was the only one who was able to link the Biden campaign to actual documented voter fraud, which could have saved that election. The Republicans didn't want to hear about it. And then this Ashley Biden thing happens. James O'Keefe's motivation for lying, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, again, longtime friend of mine, don't think I'm going to talk to him again after all this. But his motivation for lying is because when you take the money, his Acorn thing was great, don't get me wrong. But when you take the money from the bad guys, then they build you up. They astroturf you. Do I get astroturf? No, I get banned. I get blacklisted. I get anytime I pop up in the conservative media. I mean, some of these people who just do retweets are praised as patriot heroes. Anytime I pop up, I'm like super scrutinized. And they're like, this scurrilous scumbag Howley again. What's his motive? It's my motive is I'm legit. I'm actually legit. And so that's what happens. And these people say what they're supposed to say. Did you know that Agent Poso, Jack Posobiec, who comes from military intelligence, suddenly emerges as a huge influencer in 2017? Oh, what about that picture of him in May 2017 with Ali Akbar, aka Ali Alexander, who's now being scrutinized for allegedly soliciting photos from an underage person. Oh, wait, June 2017. Oh, Agent Poso tries to cover up the fact that the location on one of his tweets is George Bush, head CIA headquarters. He tried to delete that. I have it archived. The internet is forever is the expression. And I know all about these people. Dan Bongino, okay? Remember the TikTok thing? Oh, any day now, any day now. Dan Bongino, Tracy Beans, and Brian Cates were the ones who went to the Epic Times and tried to shake them down and threaten them in order to try to cancel me at the Epic Times. I was reporting on Child Protective Services at the time, but I was also criticizing the whole TikTok grift. What did Sean Hannity do? Oh, Mr. Hero Sean Hannity, accused of wearing the CIA lapel lapel pin pin on his, you know, on his lapel.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity, actually, according to emails that I published on National File, his text messages, he was begging Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff under Trump, get Trump to just, quit, go to Florida, don't be the president anymore. Fox News, through Sean Hannity, was actively trying to get Joe Biden into the White House. How can you possibly watch the Sean Hannity show and look at that neocon shill and see him as anything other than a communist apparatchik? That's what he is, a communist apparatchik.
Yeah, I agree. We've outed Hannity many times. Was there any communication between you or National File and Project Veritas leading up to you bravely and courageously and with integrity publishing the diary that you knew to be 100% authentic?
Stu, I followed the law in all matters, and I want to be as transparent as possible. I know my very hardworking legal team, who want to see me do well, be a truth teller and a journalist, are watching this on bated breath. Because when you go up against something like Veritas, obviously they scrutinize every single thing you say. I followed the law completely. I followed the First Amendment. The diary was not stolen. Okay. Ashley Biden confirmed it. It's all there. Joe Biden needs to be held accountable. Instead of doing all these stupid process pieces in the New York Times and everything else about, oh, how did they get it and this, that, how about you look at what it actually says? Because the Democrat media is trying to suppress the voice of a survivor of trauma. And you know what? The conservative media was in on it too. And I'm going to expose every single last one of them. You can read all about it at National File. By the way, we're still the exclusive host of the Ashley Biden Diary. I lawfully figured out how to do that. It's still up. It's still up. I'm still fighting. I'm not going anywhere. They put a thorn. They put a crown of thorns on Jesus's head, right? They mocked him. They mocked him. Okay. They nailed him to a cross. I don't care what the, if I have the public on my side one way or another. This is about truth, and I'm going to win.
Patrick Hawley, amazing work. Thank you so much for being here. Go to nationalfile.com. Check out the diary. We've published it as well. We've covered the story. We appreciate your bravery. And I will see you at the American Liberty Awards on the 12th. Thank you.
I'll see you, Stu.
Yeah. Thanks again. Patrick Hawley is a real one. And don't wait on your fake, courageous House Majority GOP to launch some congressional inquiry or some procedural impeachment against Joe Biden that the Senate will never move to convict or remove Joe Biden. There's no statute of limitations on child molestation. The U.S. Marshals should be marching into the White House or whatever fake set Joe Biden is allegedly on, putting him in handcuffs and perp walking him for everybody to see. And then he should face extreme accountability. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/Stu right now, today, before this discount expires. So you have a child, and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD. You've gone to the doctor, and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors. Please try something else before you destroy your kid's life, potentially, with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. So as we mentioned earlier in this broadcast, we are just 11 days away, August 12th, the first annual American Liberty Awards in Austin, Texas. Please do everything that you can to try to get there. Go to AmericanLibertyAwards.com right now to get your tickets. And if you're considering going, if you want a free set of tickets, go to AmericanLibertyAwards.com/Stu. We here at the Stu Peters Network really are excited about this, and we want to do everything that we can to make sure that you're there. So if you can't afford it, you want to go for free, free tickets, AmericanLibertyAwards.com/Stu. Died Suddenly has been nominated for Most Truth-Revealing Movie of the Year. Stu Peters Network for your most trusted news source. We hope that you'll go there a couple of thousand times this evening and vote. Please, make sure that you go vote. So many, again, different deserving nominees in all of the different categories. National File is in there. Patrick Howley, who we spoke to, he's in there. Big stories like the Ashley Biden diary. Just unafraid, just courageous, just relentlessly pursuing the truth, no matter how popular it is politically or in social or economic circles. Patrick Howley is a great reporter. National File is a great outlet. Of course, the Stu Peters Network. We work very hard here every day, all of the hosts on this network, to deliver the best. And it was all made possible originally by Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. He was the first to come through with paychecks to allow me to walk away from bounty hunting after the George Floyd-a-palooza and start this show. It started with Patriotically Correct Radio. Guess what? He saw that we were truth tellers. He saw that we were committed to the truth. He saw that we gave the platform to God, and he got on board. We think that you should get on board with him, or at least check it out. The Never Tax Retirement Strategy is part of the America First Retirement Plan. Go to CortezWM.com to book your appointment. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. We'll be back here at the same time from the same place tomorrow. Till then, God bless you.